Tony Robinson's Weird World of Wonders, World War One. Written and read by Tony Robinson. Ever since the olden days, people have loved hearing stories about war. Admittedly, most of them had never actually been to war and didn't have a clue what it was really like, but it all sounded exciting, heroic, and full of glory. Then, in 1914, World War One began, and that changed everything. Suddenly, hundreds of thousands of young men had to go to war, and they didn't like what they found when they got there. No excitement, no heroics, and definitely no glory. Instead, mud. Mud, mud, and more mud. Plus extra mud. With a dollop of mud on the side. Mud from head to toe. Sticky, wet, cold mud. Mud that oozed into your boots. Mud that squelched in your underpants. Ugh. And just to make things even more gruesome, a load of horrible machines and chemicals specially designed to kill people. So, mixed up in all the mud were lots of bits of dead bodies and gallons of blood. It was horrific. Some people called it the Great War. Others said it was the war to end all wars. But how did it start? How many people died? And who won? If you'd like to know, carry on listening.
Chapter 1, How It All Started.
To the Black Hand Gang, to the Black Hand Gang, mission, assassinate the heir to the Austro-Hungarian throne, date 28th of June 1914, place Sarajevo, Bosnia, Eastern Europe.
Archduke Franz Ferdinand was a seriously important man. When his uncle died, he'd become emperor of the massively powerful Austro-Hungarian Empire, which meant he'd rule over millions of people. So, when he arrived in Sarajevo on a state visit, crowds lined the streets to catch a glimpse of him in his flashy uniform and his big hat with green feathers on it. Little did they know that among the crowd were six armed killers on a deadly mission. They were members of the Black Hand, a band of young Serbian men who loathed the Austro-Hungarian Empire and were determined that their little country of Serbia wasn't going to become part of it. Their mission was to kill Franz Ferdinand, and because no one in Sarajevo was expecting trouble, there were hardly any police or soldiers about. It looked as though this job was going to be as easy as squashing a fly. But it wasn't. The first gang member was just about to throw his grenade at the Archduke's car when a policeman wandered over to him. So the would-be assassin pretended he was an innocent bystander and walked away. Franz Ferdinand's car passed the second gang member, but he couldn't get his grenade out of his pocket in time and the royal party drove on. The third one managed to throw his grenade, but it bounced off the roof of the Archduke's vehicle and blew up the car behind. Two more of these incompetent killers lost their nerve and ran away. The last member of the gang, 19-year-old Gavrilo Princip, was really upset that their mission had failed, so he went off to a nearby cafe for a nice cup of coffee. But just as he was biting into his cinnamon and apple pastry — we don't actually know that Gavrilo had a cinnamon and apple pastry, but it makes the whole scene a bit more dramatic, doesn't it? The Archduke's car pulled up right beside him.